Financial Preparedness for Urban Preppers by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Understanding Financial Preparedness. Financial preparedness is the art of ensuring you have the resources, strategies, and resilience to weather any financial storm that might blow your way. Think of it as your financial safety net, meticulously woven to catch you when the unexpected happens. In urban settings, where life moves at a breakneck pace and costs can be sky high, financial preparedness is not just a good idea, it's essential. In the context of SHTF scenarios, financial preparedness means being ready for events that can upend your normal life, like economic downturns, job losses, natural disasters, or even civil unrest. These situations can hit your wallet hard, especially if you're living in a city where the cost of living is high and the margin for error is slim. Imagine trying to navigate a major crisis without a financial cushion. It's like trying to cross a tightrope without a safety harness. The potential financial impacts of SHTF scenarios are vast and varied. Job loss or income reduction can happen overnight, leaving you scrambling to cover rent, utilities, and groceries. Supply chain disruptions can lead to skyrocketing prices for essentials, making everyday purchases feel like luxury splurges. And let's not forget about emergencies that demand immediate cash outlays, like medical needs or urgent repairs. For urban dwellers, these challenges are magnified by the unique constraints of city living. High housing costs mean most of your paycheck goes toward rent or mortgage, leaving little room for savings. Limited space makes stockpiling supplies a logistical nightmare, and the reliance on public infrastructure means that any disruption can have a ripple effect on your daily life. With these risks in mind, the significance of financial preparedness becomes crystal clear. It's about having enough savings to cover emergencies, being smart with your investments, minimizing debt, and having multiple streams of income. It's about creating a buffer that allows you to handle crises with confidence rather than panic. By understanding financial preparedness and its critical role in urban settings, you can start building a plan that ensures you're not just surviving, but thriving no matter what comes your way. This involves not only strategic planning, but also cultivating a mindset of resilience and adaptability. So, let's dive into the practical steps you can take to become financially prepared and bulletproof your urban lifestyle, building an emergency fund. When it comes to financial preparedness, the emergency fund is your first line of defense. Think of it as the financial equivalent of a lifeboat, an essential safety net that keeps you afloat in choppy waters. Building and maintaining an emergency fund might seem daunting, but with a bit of strategic planning, it's entirely doable. First, let's talk about setting savings goals. The rule of thumb is to aim for 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses. This isn't just some arbitrary number. It's based on the time it typically takes to find new employment or recover from a financial setback. If you're just starting out, even a modest goal like $500 can provide a cushion against minor emergencies. Choosing the right account for your emergency fund is crucial. You want it to be easily accessible, but not so easy that you're tempted to dip into it for non-emergencies. A high-yield savings account is a great option. It offers better interest rates than a regular savings account, giving your money a chance to grow while still keeping it liquid. Automating your savings can make the process almost painless. Set up an automatic transfer from your checking account to your emergency fund on payday. This way, you prioritize savings before any discretionary spending. Even small, consistent contributions can add up over time. For example, transferring just $25 a week will net you $1,300 in a year, a solid start for any emergency fund. Maintaining your emergency fund is just as important as building it. Life has a way of throwing curveballs, and you might need to tap into your fund occasionally. When this happens, make it a priority to replenish the funds as soon as possible. Treat it like a debt that needs to be repaid, ensuring you're always prepared for the next unexpected event. To wrap it up, Building an emergency fund is about creating a financial buffer between you and life's inevitable surprises. Set clear, achievable savings goals. Choose an account that balances accessibility with growth potential. Automate your savings to keep the momentum going, and don't forget to refill the coffers when life forces you to draw from them. With these steps, you'll have a robust emergency fund that provides peace of mind and financial stability, even in the most uncertain times. Diversifying income streams. In the world of financial preparedness, having all your eggs in one basket is a recipe for disaster. Diversifying your income streams is like planting a garden with a variety of crops. You're not entirely dependent on one plant to thrive. This approach spreads financial risks and ensures that if one stream dries up, others can keep you afloat. Having multiple income streams safeguards against the volatility of job markets and economic downturns. It's about creating a buffer that can absorb shocks, making you less vulnerable to financial disruptions. Think of it as financial resilience on steroids. So, what are the best ways to diversify your income? Let's dive into some practical suggestions. Side gigs. Freelancing can be a great way to monetize your skills outside of your main job. Whether it's writing, graphic design, consulting, or coding, platforms like Upwork and Fiverr offer opportunities to earn extra cash. If you have a knack for something specific, why not get paid for it? For those who enjoy more hands-on work, consider gigs like ride-sharing with Uber or Lyft, or delivering groceries with Instacart. These jobs offer flexibility and can fit around your existing schedule. Last one, passive income opportunities. New site. If the idea of making money while you sleep sounds appealing, passive income is your best friend. Investing in rental properties can provide a steady income stream with relatively little ongoing effort. Just be sure to factor in maintenance costs and tenant management. Dividend-paying stocks are another excellent passive income source. By investing in companies that share profits with shareholders, you receive regular dividend payments without having to lift a finger. Creating digital products like ebooks or online courses can also generate passive income. Once the initial work of creating the product is done, sales can continue to bring in revenue over time with minimal additional effort. Investment. Investing is essential for growing your wealth and securing your financial future. Diversifying your investment portfolio across different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, real estate, and mutual funds, spreads risk and increases potential returns. Consider investing in index funds or ETFs, exchange-traded funds, which offer exposure to a broad range of assets and typically have lower fees than actively managed funds. For those willing to take on more risk, look into peer-to-peer lending platforms, where you can earn interest by lending money directly to borrowers. Cryptocurrencies are another investment avenue, though they come with higher risk. If you decide to dip your toes into this volatile market, only invest what you can afford to lose and do thorough research. To sum it up, diversifying your income streams isn't just a smart move. It's a crucial strategy for financial preparedness. By exploring side gigs, tapping into passive income opportunities, and making savvy investments, you create multiple safety nets. This not only mitigates financial risk, but also builds a more robust and resilient financial foundation. So go ahead, plant that garden of diverse income sources and watch your financial stability flourish. Managing debt wisely. Debt can be like that annoying houseguest who overstays their welcome. It's burdensome, and just when you think they're about to leave, they find ways to stick around longer. Managing debt wisely is essential for improving financial stability, especially in urban settings, where the cost of living can make debt feel even more suffocating. First things first, let's talk about prioritizing debts. Not all debts are created equal. Some, like high-interest credit card debt, demand immediate attention. Focus on paying off these high-interest debts first, while making minimum payments on others. This strategy, often called the avalanche method, reduces the total amount of interest you'll pay over time, freeing up money to tackle other financial goals. Now, if juggling multiple debts feels like herding cats, consolidating loans might just be your secret weapon. Loan consolidation combines your various debts into a single loan with one monthly payment, often at a lower interest rate. This can simplify your financial life and reduce the stress of keeping track of multiple due dates. But be cautious and shop around for the best terms. Consolidation isn't a one-size-fits-all solution, and you want to make sure it actually benefits your situation. Negotiating with creditors is another savvy move. Remember, creditors would rather get some payment than none at all, so they might be willing to cut you a deal. Contact your creditors to discuss lowering your interest rates or setting up a manageable repayment plan. It might feel intimidating, but it's worth the effort. And hey, the worst they can say is no, right? If you're up to your ears in debt, consider seeking help from a reputable credit counseling service. These organizations can provide personalized guidance and help you create a realistic plan to pay off your debts. They can also negotiate with creditors on your behalf, potentially securing lower interest rates or better repayment terms. Lastly, let's not forget the importance of having an emergency fund. Yes, we talked about this. An emergency fund acts as a buffer, preventing you from falling deeper into debt when unexpected expenses arise. Even while paying down debt, try to set aside a small amount each month to build this safety net. Managing debt wisely requires a mix of strategy, negotiation skills, and sometimes a bit of outside help. Prioritize your debts, consider loan consolidation, don't shy away from negotiating, and seek professional advice if needed. With these strategies, you can start to reclaim control over your finances and pave the way for greater stability and peace of mind. Think of it as giving that pesky houseguest a firm but polite nudge out the door, investing in tangible assets. When it comes to financial preparedness, sometimes it's best to go old school. Investing in tangible assets such as precious metals, real estate, and essential supplies can provide a solid foundation of security. These assets are physical and often more stable than the stock market roller coaster, especially during SHTF scenarios. First up, precious metals like gold and silver. These glittering goodies have been around for centuries and are still valued today. Precious metals are a hedge against inflation and economic instability. They tend to hold their value over time, making them a reliable investment during financial crises. You can buy them in various forms, from coins and bars to jewelry. Just remember to store them securely. A home safe or a safety deposit box at your bank can do the trick. Next, let's talk real estate. Investing in property can be a smart move, offering both a place to live and a potential income stream. Rental properties can generate steady income, even when other investments falter. Plus, real estate tends to appreciate over time. However, be sure to consider location, maintenance costs, and property management. It's not a passive investment. You'll need to roll up your sleeves occasionally. Don't overlook essential supplies. These might not scream investment, but having a stash of necessities can be invaluable in a crisis. Think long-term food storage, water filtration systems, and medical supplies. These items ensure you're prepared for disruptions in supply chains. Store them in a cool, dry place and rotate your stock to keep everything fresh and usable. Acquiring and storing tangible assets securely is crucial. For precious metals, use reputable dealers and avoid too-good-to-be-true deals. For real estate, do thorough research and maybe even consult a financial advisor. When it comes to essential supplies, buy quality items and check expiration dates regularly. And remember, it's not just about owning these assets. It's about being able to access and use them when needed. Budgeting for preparedness. Creating a budget that includes preparedness expenses is like setting up guardrails for your financial highway. It ensures you're steering your money in the right direction and not veering off into the land of unnecessary expenditures. Start by tracking all your income and expenses. Use an app or a simple spreadsheet. Whatever works for you. Identify areas where you can cut costs. Do you really need that daily oat milk latte? Or could you brew your own coffee? Cutting back on non-essentials frees up funds for your preparedness goals. Next, prioritize your spending. Allocate funds for emergency savings first, then tackle high-interest debts. Set aside a specific amount each month for preparedness supplies and tangible assets. This way, you're steadily building your readiness without compromising your day-to-day living. Review your budget regularly. Life changes, and so do expenses. Adjust your plan as needed to stay on track. And don't forget to reward yourself occasionally. Preparedness is important, but so is enjoying life. Planning for long-term financial security. While preparing for immediate needs is crucial, planning for long-term financial security ensures you're not just surviving but thriving in the future. This involves strategies like retirement planning and securing the right insurance. Retirement planning is about ensuring you have enough to live comfortably when you're no longer working. Start by contributing to a retirement account, such as a 401k or IRA. Take advantage of employer matches if available. It's essentially free money. Diversify your investments within these accounts to balance risk and growth potential. Insurance is your safety net against life's unpredictabilities. Health insurance, life insurance, and disability insurance protect you and your family from financial ruin in case of illness, injury, or death. Choose policies that offer comprehensive coverage and suit your needs. For long-term stability, consult a financial advisor. They can help you choose the right products and services tailored to your situation. Regularly review and adjust your plans to adapt to changing circumstances and goals. By investing in tangible assets, maintaining a practical budget, and planning for the long haul, you build a robust financial foundation. This approach ensures you're ready for both the immediate what-ifs and the far-off somedays. After all, true preparedness isn't just about surviving the storm. It's about dancing in the rain and thriving afterward. Conclusion. Summary of key findings. This report titled SHTF Survival Secrets, Classified Dossier, Urban Reconnaissance, Navigating and Mapping Your City for SHTF Scenarios has provided comprehensive guidance on urban reconnaissance, navigation, and mapping for SHTF scenarios. Key findings include understanding urban reconnaissance, the significance of understanding a city's layout, key locations, and potential hazards for effective navigation and resource identification during emergencies. Tools and resources. The importance of utilizing essential tools like physical maps, GPS devices, and compasses, along with valuable apps and websites for navigation and mapping. Creating detailed maps. Steps for creating personalized maps, including marking important locations and identifying potential hazards. Route planning and analysis. Strategies for planning multiple routes to ensure flexibility and safety during SHTF scenarios. Conducting reconnaissance missions. Guidelines for safely conducting reconnaissance missions to gather real-time information. Navigating without technology. Techniques for navigating using landmarks, natural navigation methods, and physical maps. Training and drills. The necessity of regular training and practical exercises to enhance navigation and reconnaissance skills. Implications and recommendations. The implications of these findings are clear. Urban preppers must adopt a holistic approach to financial preparedness. This means not only focusing on immediate needs, but also planning for the long term. Here are some actionable recommendations based on our findings. Start small, think big. Begin with manageable steps like building an emergency fund and gradually diversify your income and investments. Be proactive, not reactive. Financial preparedness isn't about reacting to crises. It's about being ready before they hit. Regularly review and adjust your financial plans to stay ahead. Seek professional advice. Don't hesitate to consult with financial advisors or credit counselors. Their expertise can provide tailored strategies suited to your specific situation. Stay informed and adaptable. The financial landscape is always changing. Stay informed about new opportunities and threats, and be ready to adapt your strategies accordingly. Final thoughts. In conclusion, urban reconnaissance, navigation, and mapping are critical skills for urban preppers, to ensure safety and self-sufficiency during SHTF scenarios. As urbanization continues to rise and the potential for emergencies increases, being prepared to navigate and understand urban environments becomes ever more essential. By implementing the strategies and practices outlined in this report, urban preppers can enhance their resilience and preparedness, ensuring they are well-equipped to face any crisis that comes their way. Preparedness is an ongoing journey. By continuously learning, adapting, and collaborating with the community, urban preppers can build robust and effective survival strategies, contributing positively to their urban ecosystems and enhancing their overall resilience.